What would life be without love? Even just saying those words, maybe get a brief intuitive hit of just how bleak that might be. Just how much our lives, this world, depends on love to hold things together. Hold ourselves together. So as we begin, sit together, maybe we can arrive through reflection on love, its necessity. Just softening at the heart center. We, of course, owe our lives to love, we humans. Someone, somewhere with sufficient love to care for us. And so we reclaim that legacy now. Softening into our experience, letting love soften our hearts, soften resistance, soften worry, letting love glue us all together. We're not pretending to like something we don't like. We're not pretending anything. We're just seasoning the mind with thoughts of care, kindness, this often has the effect of allowing us to feel whatever needs to be felt. The connotation of love for you might be joy, friendliness, tenderness, or grieving. As we find the heart's composure, the rest of the world becomes open to awareness. If it feels appropriate, just opening the awareness to the soundscape. Sounds and silence. Tend to be more attentive to loud sounds rather than soft sounds or silence. Tend to be more attentive to the arising of sound rather than the passing of sound. In our practice, we honor arising and passing. Faint and loud. Mother Teresa described her prayer as God silently listening to her, and she silently listening to God. Whatever we believe, what would it be like to listen in that way? If that metallic high pitch, subtle ringing, and then sometimes the not a sound, it's called. If you detect that, that sometimes can be an anchor for the sound practice. Letting the mind be open, empty, vast. We can let the soundscape run right through our own heads. What we usually call thinking. The words we say in our own minds. It's just another form of sound. And so we can start to hear our own thoughts in the same way we hear the rain, the car pass. Neighbor shuffle. We listen with the whole body. It's willing to have the sound, the silence affect the body, however it does. just one field of sound. The distinction of inside and outside. Just another idea. Another concept that collapses in the light of awareness. Nothing mystical, just listening. Rumi said, gamble everything for love. Half-heartedness doesn't reach into the majesty. You set out to find God, but then you keep stopping in mean-spirited roadhouses for long periods. Don't wait any longer. Dive into the ocean. Leave and let the sea be you. Silent, absent, walking an empty road. All praise. The first night, Max, prompted us to consider where we take refuge, and offered Buddha, Dharma, Sangha as one form of refuge, but asked where do we often take it? And what we can see is that we often seek refuge in the story of me. And so the bell rings and the attention defaults to somewhere, something. Where does the attention go when we think we're not supposed to be paying attention to anything? It feels like it wants to go home. The attention wants to go home. And home is another, that corner of the mind where the story is a little claustrophobic. It's like, okay, I'm done meditating. I'm just gonna reconnect with the Matthew within Matthew. And then we have our little dialogue. We have our evaluations of how we're doing, how we are, who we are, what we are. But that's not an actual home. Just more sound. And we want to see this, and we do that through the practice of continuity. Of seeing more and more where we go for refuge. How much we try to fix ourselves, fix our life in the realm of thought. So from this perspective, of course, there's no, the sitting doesn't start or end. Yeah. And that doesn't mean we have to pay some vigorous, energetic kind of attention at all times. Sometimes we don't have much at all. Maybe just enough energy to open the eyes and see. Or to know, oh, it's hard right now. We want to see what our minds do when they think no one's looking. Yeah. Like, all right. Just gonna pull a fast one here. Yeah. Like, no awareness there. Oh, okay. This is where I go for refuge. This is how I punish myself. Trusting in awareness. So it may be helpful to be slow, to have some intention to almost prioritize transitions, prioritize walking, prioritize meals. And we make an effort that feels sustainable, not heroic, just sustainable.